This is Bird Note. I used to gillnet salmon in Alaska, writes Bird Note listener Misha Noonan. At the fall equinox, we'd often get stuck at the far east end of the Copper River Delta, waiting out the storms. Once, the storms were so unrelenting that not only were fishermen unable to return to Cordova, but sandhill cranes were unable to proceed with their southeast migration. Every morning, a test flight of scouts would lift off and attempt to get around a nearby cape. The birds aloft chattered to the birds in the slough, the birds in the slough answering excitedly, but it wouldn't be long before the tone changed. In my opinion, from one of excitement to one of disappointment as the scouts had to turn back. The 10th morning broke calm and clear. The scouts lifted off at first light. Everyone was awake. Cranes, fishermen, ducks, geese, everyone. The scouts called loudly and excitedly to the flock on the ground. You could imagine what they might have been reporting. 1,000 feet, clear and calm. 2,000 feet, visibility unlimited. 3,000 feet, we're around Kayak Island and out of here. Soon, 10,000 sandhill cranes filled the sky. In 20 minutes, they were gone. Silence. The rally of the sandhill cranes was over for another year. Share your story at birdnote.org.